things, and I haven't been recording anything, and I tend to say really smart things when I'm talking, and then I forget. It works. That's all I care about.
Cool. Yeah.
It's new.
I don't have... I've never had an Android phone, so...
They don't come with recorders.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Smartphone manufacturers have funny priorities. Yeah. So my thesis is sort of about how quality tools make themselves easy to use in a way that elides the role of engineers and producers and the backup staff to the rock concert. You don't see the magic trick. And
right.
The underlying theory of this is the Penn and Teller theory, which is that magic is super easy. You just have to work at it so hard that no one can believe you would put in that much effort. That's sort of how a lot of technology goes now. And so what Screen Perfect is about permitting people who have a very technical skill set that's extremely particular to interface with technology without having to suffer the slings and arrows of learning a new piece of software.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing that I've noticed most in game jams is people running into the thing where they try and make the character jump from one screen to the next screen, and then they spend 4 hours trying to sort out a screen transition,
mm-hmm.
which would be useful to someone like me as a programmer, but for a game designer or for a narrative designer, that's just a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie is nodding, by the way, tape. So I guess I just wanted to ask you, I have some questions here. And the questions are sort of, I know you work at MISO, so you get kind of a background to what's going on here.
Yeah.
And I know that you're an AV guy by trade.
Yes.
Is this correct?
That is correct.
So you have some experience with video stuff?
Yeah. So I... where do I start? I've run an AV business for 7 years. And that has taken me from television production. I've never done film. I've done a lot of pharmaceutical meetings.
Okay.
A lot of recording advisory boards, a lot of interview videos, a lot of setup of random meetings in a lot of hotels across North America. And so from that, I just sort of have a generalist approach to AV. I think lighting is probably my softest, worst area, but video and audio I'm quite comfortable with. That being said, coming into working for MISO, I set up and tear down and record basically every event we have here.
Okay. So you feel super competent with recording techniques. Do you also do the editing for all this stuff?
Yes.
Okay. So you both tape and cut.
That's right.
And paste, I imagine. Technologic. So what were you expecting from the Screen Perfect software from what was described to begin with?
Well, looking at Henry's mock-up, which is a little bit different than the actual existing thing now, right?
Yeah.
I got it to be straightforward. I thought that there would be a little bit more visual representation of how the screens interact, or the rooms interact with each other.
Okay.
Almost like a, in the same way that Twine has a passage
yes.
view, I thought that there would be something similar to that. And it didn't hinder me that there was not.
Okay.
I just basically made a diagram on paper myself.
Okay.
And then made my rooms line up to what that was. But again, our game was very simple, so the graphic is quite simple as well, and it wasn't hard to make that happen without extra help.
All right. I noticed that your game, which is a passcode game, is very, very smooth. Like, your transitions are really smooth, and that is not a thing I had actually expected.
Okay.
One of the things about yours that I find super impressive, your game is called...
Mindsafe. Came up with them on the spot. Yeah,
yeah, Mindsafe. And what is consistent about it is that your skill at video very obviously has allowed you to get things like people touching the buttons from place to place down without it like, there's no transitions whatsoever, which I found super impressive and is the most impressive use of the software I've found. Were there any features when you were working with the software, other than passage view or tree view, as I think of it, that you missed? Because tree view was something that I was working on in the Alex model, and we decided to skip it to make sure that smooth transitions happen.
I can speak to that. The thing that was pretty sorely missed from my point of view was the ability to copy and paste rooms. Because of the way that the grid system works, there are actually, I think, 43 or 44 rooms of key presses.
Ooh, that's a lot of key presses.
Yes, because so there's a room when the keypad shows up.
Okay.
And then that exists, and it waits for you to touch one of the 10 buttons.
Uh-huh.
Then there's a room for each one of those 10 buttons.
Okay.
One of which is the good golden path.
Okay.
All of those other buttons... because the video is the next button of you pressing the button you chose, there's a room with that video.
Okay.
So that immediately makes 10 rooms.
Yes, that
then
is a lot.
Those 10 rooms point to another 10 rooms.
Oh.
Each of which has 10 links to all those other 10 rooms.
Ooh.
So it goes 10, 10, 10, 10.
Wow.
Yes. So what I did was, because I was working with Dan, who actually had access to the JSON, which is, I guess,
you have access to that now.
Than people. Oh, good, okay.
No, people have access to it now. That was a request we put in.
Good, okay.
Because of your game and also because of Max's game.
Right, so because I couldn't copy and paste rooms, I would have made 10 copies of a room with the grid, because going in and making 10 rooms and then making 10 key presses on each of those 10 rooms, and then doing that 4 times, would have taken me all night.
Yeah.
So I just made I made the 40 rooms, but I did the key mapping for 4 of them, and then Dan just copied that link table to the other 9 instances. And then the game was done.
Okay. And so it worked very smoothly for you. You wanted to be able to see the branch, and you wanted to be able to copy and paste rooms.
Correct.
Okay.
I also noticed you can't delete rooms.
Yes. Okay. You need to be able to delete rooms. Yes, you can't really delete anything right now, partly because we're in V.1.
Yeah.
So how did your group process work through the week? Because I know you had to report it here. I recognize some of your desktop stuff.
Yeah.
How did you design your game?
So when the idea of making a demo for the engine was presented to me, Dan approached me a couple weeks ago and said, look, I want to do something with the engine to show it at the jam, to show people kind of what you can do. And so I said, okay, do you have any ideas? And he said, yeah, I'd like to do this game about a passcode. You look at items on the desk, and the lower screen you're examining the items, and in the top screen sort of in your mind what you're thinking about while you're touching these items on the lower screen. And I said, okay, like what do you want to do with this? And he said he pretty much laid out the whole game from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
I took a couple notes and just started filming right from that.
All right.
It was, like you said, stuff from around the desk. I wanted... One of the cool things that I kind of appreciated in setting it up was there's an old adventure game trick where you want things on screen to be clickable, but you don't want the room to be all white space.
Yes.
And just items that are clickable.
Yes.
So what they used to do in adventure games is put really interesting backgrounds and put really, like, put like silhouettes of stuff in like a foreground, early, like close foreground. So around shots, or at least on the desk shot, we like put like a Kleenex box, but not the whole Kleenex box, and like sort of the edge of scissors and whatever. Like it was completely a set that we made in another room, like not at our desks. And that was fun. But yeah, so the process was basically like, hey, here's the idea. We mapped it out. I went and started filming, did all the editing yesterday mostly.
Okay.
And then, it took an hour or two to make the actual rooms and screen perfect.
Okay.
So by far the most work went into the video side.
Okay. That is that is, to me, good news, because the intention is for, as I mentioned, Screen Perfect ideally is a small app that enables video people to make these things, not an app that makes you spend a lot of time with Screen Perfect.
Yeah.
That's the idea. And it's just sort of a proof of concept for me for game engines going forward, so that we can spend our time, you know, at No Jam and at the Games Making Games, like, making games and not making game salad blood pressure medication.
Right.
So it's just sort of a first sample for like a pre-backed up sort of thing. And it's interesting that it relies so heavily on people having a grasp of this older technology video, but, you know, most people make video at this point, I think. Mm-hmm. But the thing that really impressed me about yours was how smooth it was and how consistently lit it was and how, like, really the way that you guys handled the passcode thing freaked me out.
So the way we actually did that, just to pull the curtain back on that.
Yeah.
So
it's so smooth.
I set up the original shot.
Yeah.
And from there, I started recording and had the camera sort of above my head doing the perspective shot. I put my hands into the shot and did like a idle animation. And that's the main room. Just sort of sitting there, tapping the table, put my hands away for a bit, come back on the table, do like twiddle my thumbs, whatever, and wait for someone to click on something.
Yeah.
And so that's the main room, and that always loops.
Okay.
When you click on one of the objects, I then basically you can forget that shot. Zoom the camera in on the white space where my hands were idling.
Yeah.
And then, so I start the shot and then reach for one of the items, bring it into the new shot.
Okay.
So it's like almost like a close-up cut shot.
Okay.
Which is something that people are normally used to seeing on TV anyway.
Yeah. So I don't even notice it because I'm used to seeing it.
You're used to seeing it all the time. So it's just a normal cut, like just in the same, at the same exact angle, just closer to a space that your brain says, yeah, that's right there. I just saw that. And then when I put the object back at the end of the shot, and it zooms, it cuts back out to the old shot, which is the original shot.
Okay. I'm used to seeing that on TV,
exactly.
So I don't see those cuts.
Exactly. It's a normal cut.
Okay.
As for the keypad, when I pull the keypad onto the screen, so there's, call it like the main keypad room, the shot of me reaching and grabbing the keypad, putting it down on the table and placing it, and then I wait, and I give it probably a 20 or 30 second gap.
Okay.
So that if they're waiting to click a button, they don't see me grab it over and over again and loop.
Okay.
And then it waits for you to do a key press. When you click a hotspot, it goes to the next room, which, with no delay, cuts to right before my hand comes on screen to press that button. And so I sat there with, right after doing the placement shot, I immediately went, one, put my hand back, two, put my hand back, three, four. And then I just took those little cuts and added basically what I would call white space, but like essentially thumb, take one frame when my hand's not on the screen and duplicate it until 10 seconds.
Okay.
So the loop for every key press is 10 seconds.
Okay.
And then we just use the same 10 videos over and over and over and over and over again.
And that worked really, really well.
Thanks.
Okay. That is pretty darn awesome. I will spend more time with MindSafe and see if I can catch some of your tricks, because I'm impressed.
Cool.
And it's the first game I saw, so I saw all sorts of tricks that I just did not expect. And that is a pretty cool thing when you're designing a tool, is when people come up with new things. So you need copy and paste rooms, delete rooms, and passive view and tree view. Nobody gets to delete rooms yet because we don't want people damaging each other's games in fatal ways. But all right, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Away you go, recording.